every day along busy 21st Street in Tampa's YBR City, an artist meticulously restores the Columbia's heritage. Tampa's historic Columbia restaurant would not be what it is without its tiles, thousands of them, hand-painted terracotta, adorning the walls inside and out. They speak volumes about who we are, says fourth-generation restaurant president Richard Gonsmart. When people think the Columbia, I want them to think Spain. The tiles not only set the mood. They tell a story of the Columbia itself, Florida's oldest restaurant, founded in 1905 in Tampa's historic YBR City neighborhood. They mark virtually every era of a restaurant that grew from a humble cafe to an honored institution. For Gonsmart, the tiles are both works of art and a family legacy he's intent on preserving, which is why each day along busy 21st Street, artist Judith Villavizanes bends over a palette of paint and meticulously restores tiles made in Spain in the 1930s. That's history, Gonsmart says as he walks past the work in progress. You don't go disposing of the Mona Lisa just because it's old. He learned that the hard way. Gonsmart still regrets the wall of tiles destroyed during a renovation of the restaurant's two original dining rooms. They told the story of Don Quixote in hand-painted words and pictures. Dozens of tiles still ring part of the room, but the story ends before it's finished. Don Quixote was an apt symbol for Gonsmart's grandfather, Casimiro Hernandez Jr. In 1935, in the depths of the Great Depression, Hernandez went into debt to expand the restaurant his father founded. The Don Quixote Room was Tampa's first air-conditioned dining room, or, as it was then known, refrigerated room, Gonsmart says, and Hernandez's risky bid for fine dining. The stakes were so high, the risks so great, that Hernandez told his wife he would have to shoot himself if it failed. It was an instant success. There was music and dancing and tuxedoed waiters serving paella and pompano beneath a giant crystal chandelier. It offered Tampa a respite from the gloom of the times and put the Columbia on the culinary map. It remains one of the most elegant dining rooms in Florida, with its soaring ceiling, white tablecloths and servers still sporting tuxedos. And it was the first of many additions and renovations. Today, the Columbia boasts 15 dining rooms and 1,700 seats across the full city block. It is a member of Florida Trend Magazine's Golden Spoon Hall of Fame, named last year as one of 50 All-American icons by Nation's Restaurant News. Babe Ruth dined there and was kicked out once for drunkenness, only to send an autographed baseball bat the next day as an apology. The entire front of the restaurant along 7th Avenue in YBR City is covered in colorful history. A large mural shows the arrival of Columbus to the New World, signed and dated May 4, 1982 by Sando, an YBR City artist with a studio across the street. Inside, a mural showing Don Quixote fighting a windmill was originally shown at the 1933 Chicago World's Fair. Gonsmart's favorite, however, is a small abstract piece. I really like that one, I don't know why, Gonsmart says, standing back to admire it. It just reminds me of Matisse. The tiles Villavizanes is restoring were originally installed nearly 40 years ago by Gonsmart's late father, Caesar. They were made in Sevilla, Spain, in the 1930s and found unused in a storeroom of Las Novedades, another YBR City landmark restaurant that Caesar Gonsmart purchased in 1970. Villavizanes, a Tampa native whose dad grew up in YBR City, seems to have an affinity for the style of the Spanish painters who came before her. She's an old hand. In the 1980s, she worked with Richard Sorrentino, an YBR City artist who painted many of the colorful tiles on the front of the restaurant. She has worked off and on for 2 or 3 years restoring the Columbia's tiles inside and out. We could not find tiles to duplicate these, she says. They don't make them. When she is done with the restoration work, she will turn her attention to a new, blank section of tiles where she will paint the Gonsmart family tree. If you go tours of the restaurant are available daily. Just ask the hostess or your server. 2117 East 7th Avenue, Tampa. Telephone, area code 813-248-4961. Website, columbiarestaurant.com. Email, calibre@columbiarestaurant.com. Hours, Monday, Thursday, 11 a.m., 10 p.m. Friday, Saturday, 11 a.m., 11 p.m. Sunday, noon, 9 p.m. Open 365 days of the year serving lunch and dinner daily. Tom's Gerber for Visit Florida.